Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building.
Papoose.
What's up? What's going on?
Almond Stores today.
Yeah, today's the day, man.
I like this follow-up because, you know, Nakarama Dream.
Nasarima.
You know, I can't pronounce that.
Say American backwards.
Yeah. Nasarima Dream took a while to come out, but you came right back with the sophomore project.
Definitely, man. Just trying to keep it going, man, and keep that work ethic out there.
Absolutely.
Now, we were talking about this behind the scenes, about you being on Love & Hip Hop.
Okay.
And we actually were kind of excited about it between all of us because, you know, the show, we're like, eh. But then we heard you and Remy was going to be on there. And we're like, okay, maybe, you know, they are stepping it up. We have some other friends that are going to be on this season as well.
Right.
So how were you approaching? What made you decide to do that?
It was actually a lot of interest there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But we was kind of hesitant to do it. They actually wanted me to do it when she was locked up. Just start doing it and build up to when she came home. But we was like, nah, just going off for what other people were saying. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we looked into it, and they, to be honest, they made an offer we couldn't refuse. You know what I mean?
Good money.
Like, let's go for it. Try something new, man.
And they this season, they said they're actually trying to have people on the show that are doing stuff, that are really moving out here.
Wow. Yeah,
not
yeah.
to watch them up, like Rich Dollars and all those guys like that.
Yeah, shout out to them, you know what I mean?
Shout out to them.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? I ain't trying to diss nobody. The title is Love & Hip Hop, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I always looked for that whenever I did look at the show, you know what I mean?
Look for hip hop and real love, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Because I think people go on there and they're like, oh, it's going to be different when I go on there. I'm going to change it. And sometimes that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But I will say the cast of people surrounding y'all as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and did you and Remy have to talk and be like, okay, we're not going to get dragged into no drama. Let's make sure they don't try to create.
Rem don't like that, man. She don't like to plan nothing or none of that. Like, she's just like, yo, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Like, I'm the one that be like, yo,
because you don't want them to put no surprise, somebody pop up.
Yeah, but I'll be more like that, how you said, like, yo, listen, man, we need to worry about this and worry about it. Like, be on point. She be like, yo, listen, we not doing all that. Like, whatever's going to happen, going to happen.
But so you're the planner and she's the...
Yeah, she like, I don't like overthinking stuff.
But it's possible you and Rem could swing on somebody, though.
No, we can't.
She can't do that.
That was my worry, that she's on there and then somebody act up and then Remy reacts and then it's on camera.
But people know who to do that to and who not. You know what I mean? So whatever.
Now, there was a time behind the scenes, I remember hearing they said, Papoose can't travel with Remy for a little while because he'd be going nuts on people if anybody say something a little sideways.
Nah, I'll be chilling, man. I'll be trying to keep the peace.
So that never happened?
Nah, man. I'm trying to get away from that. You know what I'm saying? It's bad for business.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we chilling. We just positive.
So are we trying to make sure, what part of your putting out this album and then you're doing Love & Hip Hop, and you guys have the song out together now as well. Is this all like a setup for your own show too?
Oh yeah, definitely. We you know, interested in getting a spinoff after this. You know, mm-hmm. It's a stepping stone. We ain't trying to stay nowhere forever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Definitely want to do that.
Now the record, you got Ty Dolla $ign on the hook. Are you finally buckling to the system and doing records?
Oh man!
I knew that was coming.
Honestly, I always did different joints, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just that people don't look deep enough. Like my core audience, they know I always was versatile and switched it up. You know what I'm saying? But the records I actually pushed out there, you might be right. They wasn't, you know what I mean, geared towards that. But I always had them like on my mixtape just to be versatile. But yeah, I'm stepping it up a little bit more.
Then you have to tell your core audience. It's not like I'm not who I was before. I'm expanding. Because sometimes your fans be like, what are you trying to do? You selling out? You crossing over?
Yeah, but I don't explain myself to them. Because you know what? Like a lot of people, they hit me up on social media. Yo, Pat, I swear, man, you the best. You the greatest ever. Well, I run them into them in the street. It's the same thing. But it's like, yo, man, that's cool. But did you buy my album? Like, if I had a penny for everybody that gave me them compliments,
right,
I'd be rich. I'd be a millionaire, man. So I'm like, yo, buy the actual project if you really believe that in your heart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
Do you wish you would have remained independent throughout your whole career?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I definitely wish. It's way better, yo. Way better. I wish from the start I never ever signed to a major, man. Word.
Even with the money that you got? Because you still drive up now.
Yeah, the money helped. The money was good, but I think I would have cashed out better because I had such a demand. So if I would just went independent, who knows where I would have been at right now.
You think the major label messed your sound up or your project up? Why?
Yeah, it did because when it was time to drop the actual project, they started playing games.
Red tape, too much politics.
We backed out and we left with some bread, but the bigger picture got hurt by that.
Right.
Because the album didn't come out. So people was like, oh, f*** him, man. They ain't got no album.
So that album, none of those songs could ever come out?
I mean, certain got outdated, so I just had to revamp it. And I kept the same concept and the same idea, but I had to revamp it because it was old.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now, I saw an interview recently where you said you and Rem are real competitive in the studio, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We competitive, definitely, man.
As far as what? Just like bars or like y'all? Can y'all tell each other, nah, that was whack?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to take criticism from somebody close to you, though, sometimes.
I just fire back, man. Like, Rimmel was trying to fire, so I just fire back. You know what I mean? I chill, she chill, but she don't like to chill, so we go at it.
She don't like to chill.
You know what I mean? She ain't got no chill button. She just go. Y'all know how she is.
But do you listen, and does she listen? Like, if you like, that's whack, I don't like that, you should change that. Would you really change it, or are you
she
like...
argue me down, but later on, I people are taking my advice on the low, you know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna let me know on the spot, but I see that she took my advice.
But does Remy get disrespectful? Because Remy's disrespectful. Like,
yeah, she's disrespectful to everybody. She don't discriminate, you know what I mean? I'm trying to change her, but, you know, it's gonna happen gradually.
I like the fact that y'all not afraid to show black love, man.
Oh, yeah, nah.
You're just like, definitely. Yo, it is what? Not even just black love, just love in general.
Nah, yeah, definitely. It's genuinely how we feel, you know what I mean, about each other. It's not a front. So when it's real, you know, you don't gotta hide it. Like, I feel like, I don't know, hip-hop is like, we don't love them hoes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Money over bitches, and I think that is fake, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, we ain't afraid to show it. I feel like it's influential, it's making other people want to do it.
Right.
You know, we just had a discussion last week because Joe Budden had said he didn't like how Meek moves with Nicki, like he's too much of a simp with her, is the words that he used. Mm-hmm. That don't bother you at all?
Nah, man, you gotta let me grow, man. You know what I'm saying? As you get older, you look at life differently. And I know through my experiences, certain things I did when I was younger, I don't want to be doing that no more.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be headed everywhere. I want to make a sacrifice and, you know, build a family.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
And the album's out now. Who's on the album?
I got a joint with me, Maino and Red Cafe. You know what I'm saying? I got a joint with me and Troy Ave. Ron Browse, I got DJ Premier, people like that.
Oh, you kept it real in New York.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. That's where I'm from, man. Like, I ain't ashamed to say it.
At one point, you had a problem. You said DJs weren't supporting you. Are you still having that problem?
Hell yeah.
He said, hell yeah.
Just last week, he said you don't.
Say what you got to say to Envy right now. You know,
all right, yo, Envy, man. Can you play my record, man?
I'll play your record.
Can you please listen to my demo, man?
For Envy, Envy was playing you. Envy played you every morning to the point where other people complained.
I know they complain. That's the problem. That's the problem, though.
Right?
See, look, I'm glad you said that on camera. Those are the haters. That's why I can't get where I need to be at. Stop hating, man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Why did they complain about it? I think, and you know, well, actually, they said the record's too New York. That's what they were saying.
Look at that.
But I called over and I asked them to make a universal version.
But you know what? Those are people that need to be slapped, man. Because why y'all hating?
Slapped.
Why you hating on me for? I'm doing what I got to do to support my family. Don't try to stop me from eating. Like, come on, man.
That's good advice, though, to do a universal joke. He's talking about this.
Nah, I did it. I took his advice, though, okay. And I did it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I think Envy and the other DJs can show me a little bit more love. They don't owe me nothing.
Word.
But, you know, if you feel like I'm doing something that's worth it, yo, help me now. But Envy
and
at
least
he
gave you some
time,
feedback,
though.
Too. And was like, here's what the issue is. And he gave you the feedback.
Yeah, nah, definitely. But I can't say he don't play my music because he do play it, you know what I mean, from time to time. But I'm just saying, like, you know, when some of the out-of-town dudes come out, I need that same parade, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Go in.
So, a same fair shot. I feel like I could take it from there.
You can't just, I mean, I feel what you're saying. Don't just play the record once or twice. Like,
yeah, that don't really help me.
Program it in the people's brains.
I need the consistency so I can grow and you know what I mean, really get somewhere. You know what I mean?
Now, I saw you hating on some other rappers.
They probably deserved it.
Trolling.
For Complex?
Oh, yeah. What's trolling? What was he doing?
So, it's kind of like it's like a hidden camera, you know, trolling. Some they had these rappers, these up and coming rappers, come in the studio. Mm-hmm. They got to work with Papoose, and he dissed them on their own track.
Did you see it though?
Yeah, I was watching it. Okay. They was like, "Oh man, I was growing up. I was, you know, listening to him since I was 13."
Yeah. Did you see it?
I did saw it.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a concept for Complex. It was all in fun. You know what I mean? They actually gave them dudes some exposure on the site. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it wasn't like...
Yeah, because they were like, here's the link to hear this rapper's song.
Yeah. Nah, it was all in fun. After it, we all shook hands and laughed. You know what I mean? It was a good look.
Yeah, that could have went wrong. Somebody could have got mad and you never know.
Oh, yeah. Nah, we wasn't going to do that, man. We knew it was a prank and that's what we had in our minds, you know what I mean, from the door. So we just having some fun. That's all, man.
Now, I saw another interview recently you did where you said you disagree with A$AP Rocky when he said New York doesn't have a distinct sound.
Oh, yeah, they asked me that. I was doing an interview with, I think, allhiphop.com, and they asked me about that. And I was like, yeah, I totally disagree. Of course New York has a distinct sound. You
know? Right now, though? I mean, in the 90s, they did, early 2000s. I don't know about right now.
I think we do. And I used Bobby Smurda, for example. I think Bobby Smurda is a New York sound. Mm. You know what I mean? Not just lyrically, but you hear Brooklyn in that, man. Mm. You know what I mean? I like the his shit. I love it a lot. When you hear like things like that of that nature, like some of these dudes you hear, they don't sound like they're from here. Even in their interview.
That's what you're saying.
Even in their interview, they talk like they're from another region.
But I think that's because they're influenced by a lot of the rappers that, like, you got to think. You look at Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap was influenced by Gucci Mane. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You look at, I'm trying to think, ASAP Rocky, he said he was influenced by...
Like rappers from Texas.
Rappers from Texas. Okay. So they have that slang. Like, I was influenced by your Nas's, your Jay-Z. So those are the type of things that influence me. It's just, I think they're influences.
Right, yeah, that's the music. But I'm saying, when they talking, they talking like they're from there.
So you mean like vocal cadence?
Yeah, I'm saying everything has an overall picture.
The whole slang, the whole...
Yeah, New York definitely has... We always going to have a sound. Like I said, that's why I use Smurda as an example, because that's why I like this shit so much. I heard that New York, like that Brooklyn shit, you could tell them it's out there. You know what I mean? You can hear it. You can feel it.
So what's the overall goal for Papoose? Where do you see yourself? Like, what would be ideal for you to end up?
I just see myself growing on different levels and, you know, opening different businesses and getting money and just being a family, man, taking care of my family.
Right. Things balance.
Yeah, definitely.
I saw you tweet one day that you tweeted, so they acting like they want lyrics again. This is where when Fab was doing the Freestyle Friday.
Yeah,
Jay was coming up on Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that was a novelty thing, or you think people really want the lyrics again?
I think most the mainstream was just paying attention because Fab did it. Because they never stopped freestyling.
Or
I mean, not just myself, a lot of rap, we never stopped freestyling. You know what I mean? Nobody wasn't really paying attention like that. But I think when Fab did it, you know what I mean, and shout to Fab, it just made the mainstream people pay attention for a little while. Right. You know what I mean? That's all.
And I think especially over the old school beats.
Yeah, yeah.
When you do it over the 90s beats, it's like, oh, okay, he really freestyling.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. But that never stopped, though.
Would you ever do a turn-up record?
What you mean?
Like a trap beat?
Yeah, I'd do it. Just to show my versatility and keep it moving.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like how Big did when he did the Bone Thugs joint.
Bone Thugs joint, yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't stay there and just live there and move in. You know what I mean? I chill for a minute and keep it moving.
Just kill it to show you can't do it.
Yeah, right, to show you can't do it. That's cool, like, to be versatile. I just don't like when cats stay there, you know what I mean? As a fan, you know what I mean?
Do you like where New York is at right now?
Yeah, yeah. I like where New York is at right now. You know what I mean? I just dropped my album today. I feel like we're in a good space.
Word.
It's weird. Albums coming out on Fridays now, right?
Yeah, they switched it up. That's like a big deal to everybody, right?
Because, you know, we're so used to Tuesdays. I can't even ever remember a time when albums didn't come out on Tuesdays.
Yeah. I mean, they actually gave me the option, and I chose the Friday. Because I was supposed to come out in June, but then we pushed back. And they was like, yo, you want to do a Tuesday? Because they're doing Fridays now. I said, I'll do the Friday.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. It's something new, you know what I mean? So whatever, I was with it.
And why is the song called Michael Jackson?
In the chorus, I made a reference to Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson. Like, she want control, and I want to beat it like Michael Jackson.
Got you.
You know what I mean? So the chorus was kind of catchy, so I was like, that's the title, Michael Jackson.
Because I was listening for a sample. I'm like, I ain't no Michael Jackson sample.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, it was just the references, the metaphors to Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson.
Got you.
Sounds like a great description of your relationship then. Okay.
right. Exactly, man. Shout out to Rim.
All right, well, we appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, man. I need anybody to go out there and cop that project. You Can't Stop Destiny. It's on iTunes, man. I think y'all going to love it, man.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. It's Papoose.
Yeah.